Text 4. You will hear a story about a strange happening.
Before you listen to text 4, read questions 8 to 10 now. Listen to text 4 and answer questions 8 to 10.
Edison was upset. He could not find the key to his car. His wife was upset too. She could not wear her favorite earrings because one of the pair was missing. Something mysterious was happening to the little things in the house. Edison and his wife decided to search the whole house for their missing items. They searched high and low in every nook and cranny, but to no avail. In exhaustion from their fruitless search, both of them decided to take a stroll in the park behind their house. Some children were flying kites when one of them shouted for help. The string of his kite was entangled among some branches of a tree. Edison was tall, but he could not reach the kite or its string. He had to climb up the tree slowly. When he had almost reached the kite, his hand accidentally knocked against a nest. The nest and its contents fell to the ground with a loud thud. A huge bird flew off. There were no eggs or baby birds in the nest. Only car keys, earrings, cookies, and all kinds of little things.
Question 8. What made Edison upset one day? Question 9. What did Edison do in the park? Question 10. Who was responsible for the missing items from the house? Listen to text 4 again.
Edison was upset. He could not find the key to his car. His wife was upset too. She could not wear her favorite earrings because one of the pair was missing. Something mysterious was happening to the little things in the house. Edison and his wife decided to search the whole house for their missing items. They searched high and low in every nook and cranny, but to no avail. In exhaustion from their fruitless search, both of them decided to take a stroll in the park behind their house. Some children were flying kites when one of them shouted for help. The string of his kite was entangled among some branches of a tree. Edison was tall, but he could not reach the kite or its string. He had to climb up the tree slowly. When he had almost reached the kite, his hand accidentally knocked against a nest. The nest and its contents fell to the ground with a loud thud. A huge bird flew off. There were no eggs or baby birds in the nest. Only car keys, earrings, cookies, and all kinds of little things.